Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root is with you, and the disconnect between the media, the politicians on one side, and the people on the other is so huge, it's like the width of the Grand Canyon. You know, there isn't one person in the media besides Wayne Root, and I saw one article by Clay Church. And that's it, defending John Gruden. But I wrote an article, I read it on this show yesterday, defending John Gruden. And it came out today at the Gateway Pundit and at my website, rootforamerica.com. And I looked at the comments. I haven't looked in the last 2 hours, I must admit. I'm sure they came back with some liberals got involved and some little gremlins who go online and just try and, you know, say the opposite of whatever I say. But at the point it had been out for about 2 hours, my column about John Gruden, which said he should not have been fired, this whole thing's a travesty, the exact opposite that everybody in the news media is saying, you know, it was just so natural to them. Of course he had to be fired. He said something negative about gays. He had to be fired. Said something negative about blacks. Had to be fired. Emails from 10 years ago, private emails that no one had any right to ever see, that no one had any right to ever release, that have nothing to do with your ability to coach on a football field. And interestingly enough, the one that they call racist, I don't believe was racist at all. I don't believe he has a racist bone in his body. And the one that was the ones that were supposedly anti-gay, we're not anti-gay. It's like when a black person uses the N-word to another black person. Is that racist? I know they don't think so. I've never seen a black person in trouble yet for using the N-word against another black person. It's only bad and racist if you use it against a black person and you're white. So if you're not, if you're using a gay slur against a straight person, then it's not homophobic. There's nothing bad about it. He didn't call gay people a bad name. He called the NFL commissioner a bad name. He called Joe Biden a bad name. So the whole thing is ridiculous. I'm going to read you my commentary again momentarily. But I, the important thing is that I went to the website that it came out on today, Gateway Pundit, and I decided to look at all the comments. There were over 200 at the point I looked. And all 200 were pro my opinion. All 200, not half of them, not three quarters of them, not 90% of them. Every single person there is on my side that John Gruden should not have been fired. And then my column came out at my website, rootforamerica.com, and people on my mailing list started weighing in. And so far I've gotten 45 responses from my fans, and all 45 are on my side. So between the comments at the Gateway Pundit and my website, that's 245-0. In favor of my opinion and in favor of John Gruden, that he should not have been fired. And that's so representative of what's going on in every issue in America today, whether it's open borders, whether it's Green New Deal, whether it's climate change, whether it's critical race theory. The people of America are with me and Donald Trump and John Gruden and people like us. And the people of America who aren't, the minority that aren't with us, don't matter. They're not going to vote for you anyway. So why would any Republican politician care? Why does any smart politician give a damn? You're not getting their votes anyway. Why would Mark Davis care? The people who hate John Gruden because of four cherry-picked emails out of hundreds of thousands that never should have been released are never going to watch football. They're not customers of football. They don't matter. But every, I was looking at all the responses trying to figure out who they were. They were all the same people that I say are the typical football fan. Male, middle class, white, Trump voter, macho, love football. If you don't love violence and you've never played football, you're probably not going to watch football. You're certainly not going to be one of the top customers. You're not going to live and die football. You're not going to buy tickets to games. You're not going to buy the DirecTV package. You're not going to bet on football games, which creates a multi-billion dollar economy all by itself. All the people who do that are macho, male, white, middle-class Americans who voted for Trump. That's the NFL's core audience, but they don't even know it. They're so dumb. And it's the same thing with this story in Virginia where the guy's daughter was raped in the women's room, the girls' room, by a guy wearing a dress because they love transsexuals so much in the school district in Loudoun County, Virginia. And the whole nation has weighed in. They don't want critical race theory. They don't want transsexual bathrooms. They don't want transsexuals in the military. They don't want this obsession with transsexuals. No one can understand this stuff. No one wants men in a women's room. No one wants men in a women's locker room. No one wants their daughter around a guy who thinks he's a girl. No one wants men competing in women's events. This is all against the people. The people are on one side, all of them. I mean, you know, a huge majority are on one side. And on the other side are all the quote-unquote experts, scientists, doctors. You know, same thing with the vaccine mandate. Politicians, media, all the experts are on one side, all the people are on the other. And the people may not have Ivy League degrees, but they have common sense. And I'm one of the few people in America who has an Ivy League degree that has common sense. Because I'm always going to be a son of a butcher. I'm never going to be a Columbia University graduate. I'm always going to be number one, first and foremost, a son of a butcher. And I think like my dad. And I've got common sense. And I know what my dad would have said about John Gruden. He would have said, why would you fire him? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. Don't worry about what a man says. Worry about what a man does. The shameful public lynching of John Gruden. The NFL has betrayed us again. This is my column. With the god-awful firing and public lynching of Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden. But why should the way the NFL treated Gruden surprise anyone? After all, the NFL is always wrong about everything. It's clear the NFL's whole goal in life is to throw their own customers under the bus while courting people who have never watched NFL football and never will. Remember the recent TV ads reporting the NFL's gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual? Really? Is that who sits in the stands? Is that who lives and dies with NFL football? Is that who bets on the games? No! The people who love football, who live and die with NFL football, are overwhelmingly just like me. And we're just like John Gruden. We're rough and tough and macho and disciplined and take no crap. Patriotic, primarily white, male, middle class, Trump voters. There I said it. Like it or not, that's the raw truth. The NFL's main customer base is Trump voters. One other thing NFL fans have in common, we believe actions speak far louder than words. We believe sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never hurt you. We watch what a man does, not what he says. We don't hide in safe spaces over words. Hey, NFL, want to know what your customers think? Your own customers? We don't care what John Gruden said in private emails from 10 years ago. This was a witch hunt. This was a shameful public lynching of a Super Bowl winning coach. Someone had it out for John Gruden. They wanted to ruin his life. They wanted to end his career. And my educated guess is the guilty party is the pathetic, bleeding heart liberal commissioner who was filled with rage when he found out Gruden called him a pussy cat without the cat. John Gruden made a big mistake. There's no question about it. He should have sat down with the team's owner and said, hell no, I won't resign over words in a private email from a decade ago. I'm coming out of the closet. I self-identify as Hillary Clinton. That would have done it. Those are the magic words, John. I am Hillary Clinton. I am a woman. Hear me roar. End of witch hunt. Right there, on the spot, instantaneous. You'd have been celebrated the next day for being the first openly transsexual coach. They'd have thrown you a ticker tape parade down the Vegas Strip. ESPN would have awarded you an ESPY award for courage. And the Raiders would have built you your own bathroom. And as a bonus, the NFL would have erased your emails. No one would have ever seen them. Hillary erased 33,000 emails upon getting a subpoena from Congress. and not a word ever leaked from any of Hillary's 33,000 emails, even though you and I both know those emails were filled with all kinds of damaging information and all kinds of criminal acts by Hillary, which is why she erased 33,000 emails. Duh! Are you a dummy? The media blacked out the story, and nothing ever leaked. See, John Gruden, you just needed to become a liberal woman, and this all would have gone away. Here's how the NFL's most loyal customers really think. If we're now firing coaches for words in private emails, let's investigate everyone. We demand NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell release all his emails for the past 10 years. You think the commissioner never uttered a shocking, offending, or insulting word about owners or players or fans? How about Trump voters? You don't think he said anything bad about Trump voters? We demand every NFL owner release their emails for the past 10 years. I can't wait to see what the owners said about their own players in private conversations. We demand every NFL player release your texts from just the past week. Want to bet they used all the exact same offensive language as John Gruden and much worse? Want to bet black players use racist terms and hate speech towards white players, coaches, and owners in their texts? I can't wait to see those texts. I'm betting 1 week of the players' texts would be enough to close down the entire league. You really want to fire coaches based on words? Have you ever heard the filthy, vile, vulgar, racist, sexist language of rappers hired by the NFL to perform at Super Bowl halftime shows? And then there's the NFL players who commit acts of brutality, assault, violence upon women, and are allowed back onto the field. Look up Richard Sherman. He's playing right now for the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But John Gruden had to go over words from private emails from 10 years ago? Are you kidding? This was a shameful public lynching of John Gruden. It's time to look at the emails and texts of everyone in the NFL, especially the players. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. There's my commentary that so far the response has been overwhelming. Everyone is on my team, except for the big shots in the media and the politicians. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work, and our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help, and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Hey, one of my fans, Dave, who listens to this show every day and loves to send me his thoughts. Wayne, you're absolutely right about the John Gruden situation. They should all be looked at, all the emails and all the texts, and you'll find there will be no NFL anymore. The woke crowd will be destroyed. They should tell the woke crowd to go straight to hell. This is what the NFL has no clue. This is what its own fans think. And just like I never quite got to the point I was trying to make in that last segment. I ran out of time. The guy whose daughter was raped in a women's room, a girl's room, at a high school in Loudoun County, Virginia, and went to the Board of Education meeting and tried to tell this to the board, and they kicked him out and dragged him out and had him arrested. And then his daughter got a rape kit and proved she was raped by a boy in a dress. And this love the transsexual critical race crowd wants to brainwash you all day long into believing this bull spit, these lies, these frauds, these things that go against the Bible, against God, against Jesus, against everything we believe in, a Judeo-Christian value country. They want to drag us straight to hell. And there's such an uproar over this poor guy and his poor girl, his poor daughter, that there was just a resignation today on that Loudoun County School Board. And the superintendent of school apologized. Loudoun County Public Schools faces intense public pressure after Scott Smith revealed his daughter was assaulted in a school bathroom. Loudoun County superintendent apologizes, board member resigns as backlash grows over sexual assaults. Superintendent Scott Ziegler apologized for saying during a June event that the Virginia district had no record of assaults taking place in its bathrooms. Zeigler said he misunderstood the question. Oh, yeah. They all misunderstand the question. If I tell you what I really think should be done to Scott Zeigler, then I'd get in a lot of trouble. I'd probably get kicked off radio. So I'm not going to say anything. I know what needs to be done with all these people. They're all bad, evil people. They're from the devil. They're from Lucifer. They're from Satan. Terrible people. Is he the one raping little girls? No. No, but he covered it up because he didn't want to get in trouble for his transsexual boys use girls room policies. They don't want you to know that your kids are being beaten, raped, killed in schools all over the country. They cover this stuff up. They don't want anybody to know. Daughter sexually assaulted in a girl's bathroom by a male student wearing a skirt. All true. All been proven, and a rape kit proves she was raped. Board member Beth Bartz announced her resignation on Friday. This was not an easy decision to make. After much thought and careful consideration, it's the right decision for me and my family. See, here's the deal. They know that the people are diametrically opposed to everything all the politicians and all the school board members and all the superintendents and all the principals and all the media. We're diametrically opposed to everything they believe in. And we're about to take some scalps, baby. We're taking over. We're not letting you steal our country. So right away, the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, decided to criminalize having thought opposite of the experts, especially if you're a parent at a school board or a PTA meeting. He wants the FBI to investigate and arrest you and ruin your life, just like Obama wanted the IRS to try and ruin my life. Pure evil, pure scum. That's what's running our country. And none of them have anything in common with the actual people. None of them. When we get back, I want to read you a story about from England about the death rate after the vaccines came into effect. Here's a funeral home director in England saying, I've never seen a death rate like this in 15 years. And the same thing is happening in America. The amount of heart attacks and strokes and cancer, which is accelerated by the vaccine. Every story I've read from every holistic doctor makes it clear, and nurse, that this vaccine is killing people with strokes, heart attacks, blood clots, and accelerated cancer. People are dropping in droves in England. He's saying 300% increase in people dying since the moment they've started taking the vaccines. And I guarantee you the same thing is true in the United States of America. I never knew anybody dying of anything, other than my own mother and father. My whole life, all of a sudden everybody I know is dropping dead. They're dropping dead all around me. Heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, cancer, all around me. People are dying left and right in numbers like I've never seen in the United States. Just what he's reporting in England. And you think cancer is cancer. You think a heart attack is a heart attack. It's not. It's brought on by the vaccine.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
War. Now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report says victims of ransomware attacks forked over nearly $600 million during the first half of 2021. Bitcoin was the payment method most often used. President Biden is pitching his social spending program in Connecticut as negotiations on the plan heat up. the president once again saying the wealthy will pay for his Build Back Better plan, although he's not against Americans becoming wealthy, but wants those individuals to pay their taxes.
I don't think you shouldn't be able to make a million or $1 billion. I'm a capitalist, but guess what? I'm also listed for 36 years as the poorest man in the Congress. But I make big money now. I'm a president. But all kidding aside, I don't think we should punish anybody, but just pay your fair share.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, my new book, The Great Patriot Protest. Amazon for the last month since it came out. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book is not only the conservative version of Rules for Radicals, it's not only the conservative version of Dr. Martin Luther King's civil disobedience strategy. It teaches conservatives how to use protests, boycotts, intimidation, strikes, and civil disobedience just like liberals have done to us for decades. They've steamrolled us. Now it's time to steamroll them. Two can play at that game. It teaches conservatives how to become the loudmouth majority. And so it's got a whole 40-page section in the back with all the most woke liberal corporations in America and the names of the CEOs, the board of directors, and how to contact them by phone, by email, physical mailing address, social media address, how to go after every single one of them. Hit them, hit them, hit them. Hound them, hound them, hound them. And bring them to their knees and bankrupt them and let them know you're not buying their products anymore until they stop their woke BS. Don't fly Delta ever again until they stop their woke BS. Don't buy coffee from Starbucks ever again. Woke BS. You get the idea. I've got all the companies in the back. I let you know who they are. I let you know all the contact information. Great book. It's a way for conservatives to attack, attack, attack. Torah, Torah, Torah. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book by Wayne Allyn-Root and my great friend Nikki Ballou with a big helping hand. All right, we've got our guest here, Derek Richards, a comedian based in Las Vegas who fell into the crosshairs of Deborah Messing, the actress, the liberal commie witch actress. Derek has performed shows for the military for 20 years without incident, and now he's been pulled from the tour because of Deborah Messing. What a mess. Derek Richards, welcome to the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, thanks for having me. I appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
So tell the story. How did Deborah Messing incite the cancel mob to fire you from a military tour after 20 years of being a comedian on a military tour without any incidents before? What did she do exactly, and what happened?
Well, what happened was I had posted some various memes, you know, comedic in nature, that were just joking about just things in society that comedians joke about, whether it's the president, you name it. And so there were a number of things that were on there. I had done I posted a meme about U.S. women's soccer captain Megan Rapinoe that apparently labeled me in Deborah Messing's eyes as anti-LGBTQ. The funny memes that I was posting about President Biden, she labeled me anti-president. One person that I don't know if it was her or somebody else said that I was actually advocating murdering the president because there was a meme that I had posted that somebody else had shared, and it was Mike Lindell from MyPillow standing next to Biden in a bed, and he's holding his pillow, and it's taken right from his ad, and it says, "Make America Great Again." And I view that, Wayne, as Mike Lindell clearly seeing that Joe Biden was not comfortable with the existing pillow that he had in his bed, and he was offering a suitable replacement.
Right.
And so, at any rate, I had posted various things that comedians do. And nothing that I had posted was, you know, came from a place of hatred or anger. It was just, look, trying to get a laugh. If you like it, great. If you don't, move on. And apparently there was a left-wing activist who works for the Department of Defense in Bahrain that had seen these posts. He saw that I was going to be coming over there with a number of other comedians. Found the posts, screen grabbed them, posted them on Twitter, and said, you know, basically, how dare Armed Forces Entertainment and the Department of Defense hire such a person who is going to, you know, be anti-LGBTQ, be, you know, anti-president. One of the things I was labeled of, I was labeled pro-insurrection because I had posted a video of the January 6th footage that they did not want released. And I basically had posted this video footage, and above it I said, it looks like a bustling day of commerce at the mall during the holidays. All that's missing is Santa.
Exactly. You know, by the way, I wanted to mention to you.
Because of that, I
wanted to say, Derek, Derek, for four years of Trump as president, I saw late night comedians, every single joke, the butt of every single joke was Trump. They attacked him and attacked him and attacked him, and they made plenty of jokes about his death or whatever it would be, anything terrible that could happen to him, and nobody ever took them off the air, and you send out a meme about Biden, and all of a sudden you're not allowed to speak to the troops. Disgusting. And most importantly, hypocrisy. Most importantly, bias. Liberals get away with anything they want, and conservatives can't get away with anything. You didn't say anything about killing the president. That's ridiculous. It was a joke.
No, that's what I thought, too. And apparently, she had tagged. So apparently, this left-wing activist had posted this. Deborah Messing saw it, retweeted it, and then put her own caption on it, basically stating, how can Armed Forces Entertainment allow such a person to go out to entertain the troops? His comedy is clearly offensive. And, again, I don't know Deborah Messing. I don't know the guy who was labeled, who calls himself a left-wing activist, who works for the Department of Defense. None of these people have seen my act. None of these people know me. I have plenty of military people that I've done shows for 20-plus years. And so it's just disappointing that this worked out the way that it did. And I'm just really... you're allowed to have freedom of speech. You're not allowed to, level false accusations against somebody, and everything that she said is completely false.
What was that? Tell me again. Give me the take that they said about you. They labeled your comedy as what she said your comedy was?
Anti-LGBTQ, pro-insurrection, anti-president. Somebody said I was advocating the murder of a president or murdering the president, and then somebody else had gone ahead and shared the thing saying that I hope he's being investigated by the FBI like Kathy Griffin was when she held up Trump's head. I'm like, really? This is how we're going to frame this?
But you said another word, like you're provocative or you're controversial, they called you. What was the word you used? I'm trying to remember.
It was anti-POTUS. Anti-POTUS, anti-LGBTQ.
No, but they hinted you're very provocative, and I'm just laughing because... that's what a comedian's supposed to be. Or maybe they said you're offensive. That's what a comedian's supposed to be. That's the very definition of a comedian. You can't be funny if you aren't offensive. You can't be funny if you don't insult somebody. You can't be funny if you're not provocative. If you don't use the news to create comedy, you can't create good comedy.
No, I agree completely. In fact, there's a Google search that a friend of mine had done that showed, to your point of the... late-night talk show hosts basically, dedicating their entire monologue to slamming Trump when he was in office. They were saying that there was a Google search, Wayne, that 75% of comedians that entertained for Armed Forces Entertainment or the USO between 2016 and 2020, 75% of them were avid Trump haters.
Of course.
And the only way you can find that is if you dug through their social media and found this stuff. But yet nobody else was tagged and, called out, amongst the Department of Defense and Armed Forces Entertainment and asked to be removed from a tour.
And by the way, look, like me, I'm an entertainer, and I was in the Hollywood business for many years in my heyday when I was in my 20s. I was up for hosting all the big game shows in Hollywood. And I don't have an anti-gay bone in my body, but yet I call them as I see them, and I make jokes, and I attack when I need to attack. It was like all the years I attacked Obama. Every time I said how much I disliked Obama, despised Obama, somebody on the left said, Wayne Root's a racist. Really? Now I despise Biden. Do I hate white people? When I despise Hillary, did I hate white people? When I despise Mitt Romney, do I hate white Mormons? When I despise Harry Reid, do I hate white Mormons? How about Nancy Pelosi? Do I hate Italians? How about Chuck Schumer? Do I hate Jews? I'm Jewish. Kind of hard for me to hate Jews. But the only group that you ever get called a racist on is when you attack the policies, the agenda, and the beliefs of a Barack Obama just because he's black. That means they fall back on that racist bull spit. And so the same thing happened to you. You can attack Trump all you want. Nobody cares. John Gruden made a bad comment about Joe Biden, called him a pussy cat. And next thing you know, John Gruden doesn't have a job. If John Gruden, I said this on my sports podcast today, Derek, if John Gruden was a liberal, especially if he was black and a woman and a lesbian liberal, if he had criticized Trump the same words that he criticized Biden, there'd be nothing in the news. news. There'd be no headlines. No one would have released his emails. He wouldn't have been fired as the Raiders head coach. Nobody gets fired for saying vicious, horrible things about Trump. But say something terrible against Obama or Biden, you lose your job. It's amazing, the double standard.
No, it really is. I mean, you go back to, and they were talking about plays, Wayne, that were produced of depicting the president at the time, Trump, being stabbed. There was something where he was, you know, an effigy of him was laid in a guillotine. And how is this acceptable? And, you know, goofy, innocuous memes, not. That's what completely blew me away.
Hey, Derek, how does John Gruden get fired for emails from 10 years ago where they cherry-picked four of them out of thousands and thousands of emails and released them against the law? As far as I know, there's privacy laws and you can't release them. But he's in trouble for those words, none of which were even close to as harsh and as vicious and as vile and as vulgar as the black rappers they hire for the Super Bowl halftime show that are sexist, that are anti-gay, that are anti-white, that use the N-word against their own people and talk about abusing women, and the NFL pays them for that, and that's okay. But if John Gruden says something, he can no longer be the coach of the Raiders. So look, we all get it, Derek. You were, you know, discriminated against as far as I'm concerned, persecuted. Same with John Gruden, same with Donald Trump, same with Wayne Allyn-Root. They cherry pick words, they take them out of context. Terrible stuff. Are you back? You're still working, I hope, delivering comedy somewhere.
No, I mean, I'm still keeping very busy. I mean, just, you know, disappointed that tour got yanked. I mean, none of my other work has been affected.
Good, good. Where could people find you? Is there a website? Quickly.
DerekRichards.com.
DerekRichards.com. Appreciate a conservative comic who tells it like it is. Thank you, Derek. God bless.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn-Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Comes to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas on KBET, 790 AM in Las Vegas, nationwide on USA Radio Network. We're on Unfiltered. Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm in the best shape of my entire life since high school football. And I work out 90 minutes every day, and I turned 60 this year. This summer I turned 60. And working out can cause serious aches and pains when you're 60 years old. It has to, right? It doesn't anymore. My buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, a former Raiders quarterback and Redskin quarterback, talked to me about the challenges of keeping the pain away when you're over the age of 50 and you're working out. He said, you got to try Sons of Liberty CBD. It's like a miracle worker. And it will heal your body. And he was right. No more aches and pains. Every single workout I put it on, no pain. Feel like $1 million. Zero pain. I used to get bad backs like four times a year. It's been 6 months, no bad back. And the rest of me, not a single sore muscle. Finding quality CBD, not easy. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com does it right. Highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. I've never been high in my life. Never will smoke pot. Never have, never will. CBD is not pot. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. It's mainstream and it works. For my listeners only, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product forever if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty CBD. Use the code WAR15 at checkout. Sons of Liberty CBD. Here's that article I was telling you about. I've never seen a death rate like it in 15 years. John O'Looney. He's the director of the Milton Keynes Family Funeral Services. And he spoke out last month about 65 professionals. This is in England, by the way. He's British. About 65 professionals from within the funeral home industry in various positions have approached him with similar stories about the nature of the number of dead arriving at funeral homes. In America, assisted living home deaths marked a huge amount, if not the majority of coronavirus deaths in the beginning. But it's not just about elderly patients and coronavirus anymore. There is deep speculation that deaths of the elderly could have been prevented and may have been deliberate. John O'Looney and his colleagues noticed for the first year there were no surplus deaths at all. If anything, fewer deaths. I always argued that. In 2020, it was the lowest deaths in a decade. So how come COVID killed 500,000, 600,000 people if it was the lowest deaths in a decade? But now the deaths are piling up. You're going to see 2021 is the most deaths in many, many, many years, maybe in decades. Those who died supposedly from coronavirus, Aluni asserts, appear to have succumbed to a specific drug given to nursing home residents. And the funeral home director is not alone in the suspicion. But after the vaccine was introduced in January, Aluni said that the calls made to his funeral home soared, going up 300%. I've never seen a death rate like it in 15 years. Initially, the deaths were all exclusively nursing homes, he said. But after the injection came out, the deaths were no longer nursing homes, and the ages of the dead varied significantly. I've got a 32-year-old dead in my funeral home, a 33-year-old dead in my funeral home, a 28-year-old dead in my funeral home. And they all got vaccinated and all died unexpectedly and suddenly. The majority of the deaths appear to be blood clots, heart attack, and stroke, and organ failure. Gee, what a surprise! He described one woman who passed away in her 50s without health issues, super fit, goes to the gym every day, runs 6 kilometers, which is, you know, about 6-7 miles. The woman was given a booster shot and died of liver failure the following week. People are waking up in large numbers, asserts O'Looney. But he's concerned that as people wake up, the government will up their game to silence dissent. He does not mince his word about what he believes to be a depopulation agenda. The funeral home director compared the deaths of innocents in nursing homes to those who were murdered by British serial killer Dr. Harold Shipman. People are being coerced to get the injection without informed consent. These people are no better than murderers. Some of the things they've done are unforgivable. I'm telling you, just as I've argued for weeks and weeks and weeks now, months now, that what's happening in Israel, what's happening in England, what's happening in Scotland, what's happening in Wales, what's happening in Singapore, which are the only governments honest enough to release the information that vaccinated people are the bulk of the hospitalizations and deaths of COVID. It's almost all vaccinated people, double vaxxed people, is happening here. And you just can't get the truth out of this administration. You can't get the truth out of the CDC. It's filled with lies and fraud. But that's the people dying of COVID and hospitalized of COVID, mostly double vaxxed. The exact opposite of what they're telling you, that it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Just not true at all. But on top of that, the amount of people dropping dead of heart attacks, strokes, organ failure, blood clots, is mind-numbing. And I've heard about so many stories in the last month of people dying, 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 dying. These are not 90-year-olds. These are 50-year-olds dropping dead of heart attacks and strokes and organ failure and lots of cancer where people thought they'd beaten cancer. They get the injection, and within 2 weeks, they're dead of cancer again. What? They beat the cancer. They were in remission. How do you die a week after you get the injection of massive cancer all over your body? Something about these vaccines is bringing out the cancer and the heart attacks and the blood clots and organ failure and every other problem you can name, including herpes and shingles in massive outbreaks. Terrible, terrible, terrible stuff going on in this country. No one's talking about it. Just gut instinct. I kept saying in 2020, not that many people actually, not normal death rate. This year, I'm betting you the death rate's going to be through the roof.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Senior Choice Plans.